We did not quite finish last week, and I really I wanted to go back and revisit a couple of places that we talked about. Chapter 1, verse 13, there was some question, and Steve told me to quit saying, the sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, I marked that as Christ. I think a couple of you had marked it as God. I went back and revisited that, and as far as I can tell, I still leave it as Christ. So is there any question on 113? Then we looked at 117, and I don't remember who, but someone had marked that at the last hymn in the verse as God. I had that marked as Christ, and I still left it that way. If you want to have a rebuttal on any of this, you're welcome to speak up. Verse 23, his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. I had all three of those marked as Christ. Somebody had marked one of them, I think the him and maybe the who, as God. Chapter 1, verse 23. I had all three of those marked as Christ. The one I think that gave us, that I had more disagreement with, and I still am at the same place I was, Chapter 2, verse 6, and raised us up with him, who I have as marked as Christ, and seated us with God in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that just makes much more sense to me than making all three of those Christ. And I know there was some, does anybody have a rebuttal they would like to give on that? It just seems like raised us up with Christ and seated us with God in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus makes the sentence make more sense to me than if we make all three of those Christ. You want to say anything? And then in order to ages come, that I put the he and the his as God toward us in Christ Jesus. Okay, that was all the ones that I had marked that I can remember that we had questions about. Did anybody have any questions about any of the others that we marked in the first three chapters? Well, that's all we got to last time. And so I don't think there's going to be very much discussion except Dawn, and she's not here, told me that she had some questions about 4 through 6. So, okay. Okay, you want to tell me the ones you had trouble with?
6-9.
Okay. I have both of those marked as Christ.
Chapter
4, verse 9.
No, chapter
6. Oh, 6, verse 9. Okay, I'm sorry. 6-9.
I guess the hymn is what is given me because, you know, the other verses where there's no personal. So do you think that was Christ? They're both Christ then?
I have all 7 through 10 marked as Christ.
Well, that's what the way I marked it, too, when I was getting over to
I will tell you that there are some of these, and, I had a page printed out, and I left it laying. Printed out yesterday. There are some places in here that, to me, it's hard to know, especially when you have the word God, who it's talking about. And a case in point is, if you can find it. Chapter 2, verse 9. 10. For we are his workmanship. Nope, that's not it. Oh, that makes me so mad. I left those laying there. So where it talks about creation. It says God. Goodness. Many times I've read this, you think I know where everything's at, but I don't.
Talks about what?
About the creation. Everything was created by God. Anyway, I'll look at it and we'll find it. But anyway, I will talk about that a lot next week. 2:10. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. It talks about everything being made. And of course, we know Christ was in the creation and was so involved in the creation. So there are some of these. This is not a science. This is more of a art. And so you just have to read through it, and it's hard because I have marked this. I don't know how many times. As I told you last week, I've done it and redone it, and there are things that I have problems with as far as determining which one is which. And so there's really none that I would argue with you about too much, because I'm certainly not the authority. I just read it, and what makes sense to me is the way I mark it. But I did want to talk about, and I will try to do that next week. I'll bring that sheet that I printed out. There's about five or six places where just God is mentioned. And it's hard to know if it's God, one particular member of the Godhead or the whole Godhead altogether, if that makes sense. And
I know you just put a question mark.
I
mark both.
Yes. Well, that's right. Sometimes you just put a question mark and move on. But what we're trying to do here is get us to read so we understand better. By the way, does anybody want to say the memory verse? Has anybody memorized it? Justin?
Referring to this, as you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
Very good. Very good. And that's what this is all about, is trying to get us to be able to better understand what we need to know to be able to be Christians. Okay, Dawn, we did not go over chapter 3 through 6 point by point. I asked anybody if they had any questions, and you told me you did, so what were your questions? What we just talked about, that was one of the ones somebody else had a question about. I marked verse 9 through 12. Was that the one we just talked about? No.
Yeah, that's been talked about. 7 through 9.
Okay, well, I guess I went all the way through 12. 7 through all the way through 12, I have marked all of those hymns and himself and, of course, Christ. I guess I went through 11 is the only he, but the rest of them say Christ. But I marked all of those as Christ. Which one in particular were you questioning?
The one in verse 9.
One in verse 9. Well, he ascended. He's the one who came to heaven, and he's the one who ascended back to heaven to be with God.
Chapter 6.
Why do I keep going to chapter 4?
You're confusing me more.
I'm sorry. Good grief. Okay, verse 9.
We used to think of God.
Okay.
But
there's no partiality with Christ either. Of course, this is one of those things where to me, the flow of it just makes it all Christ. If you want to make it God, I have no problem with that.
I did God.
You did God?
That was 10 in verse 9.
Okay. That's fine.
So it's God or Christ?
I put it as Christ. You have to make up your own mind.
Oh.
I'm not the authority here. I'm just the leader. I'm not the authority.
Take a vote.
Well, we can take a vote and see what you want. But the thing is, it's it just seems to flow. Knowing that he talks about our master, and it talks in other places about Christ being the Lord and Master, and both their if you make him God, it seems to me you have to make Master God also.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mark beloved?
Yes, I did.
And that would be?
Christ.
What chapter?
Chapter 1, verse 6. Any question with that? Okay.
You marked it as
beloved. I marked beloved as Christ.
Oh.
I did too.
bestowed upon us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins.
And then in 7, did you do in His grace? Is that...
That's God's grace. I mark that as God's grace. This section to me was very... You just had to read through and try to find what followed. In some cases it was what followed, not what preceded, as far as I could tell. Okay, are there any other questions on the marking from last week? Last chance, last call. Not really. Okay, which one?
Okay.
What chapter? Let me get in the right chapter this time.
Chapter 1:17.
Okay.
You know, we talked about the revelation of John and the
mm-hmm.
You had marked that as Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I had marked it as God, but, you know, it's
well,
not important.
That's one of those that it's just entirely up to you. It seems to me that God's wanting us to have and the revelation of the knowledge of Him. That's what this is all about. Paul's revelation of Christ and what we have in Christ.
I put Christ first, and then I went back because I did some diagramming. And the reason I put God, and you know, I can be corrected in my thinking, 17 says the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. And then in 18 and 19... it sort of explains to me when I read that your heart may be enlightened. That's the revelation of knowledge and wisdom, that you may know. There's another one of those knowledge know words.
Mm-hmm.
What is the hope of His calling, God's calling?
Mm-hmm.
What are the riches of His glory, His inheritance to the saints?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who those who believe? And the strength of His might, which He brought about. And then He, definitely in 20, is God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I wrote down, and I went back and changed it to God, because in the revelation of knowledge of Him, I think Paul explains what he wants of the revelation of knowledge of Him in the Scriptures.
Okay, but I think that revelation... Okay, but the reason I mark it the other way is... He starts out that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. Of who? Of Christ. That is the revelation and the knowledge that we have of Christ is what is going to help us understand verse 18 and 19. What the hope of His calling was. Christ was the whole end of the thing that God had set up all through. And that's how we have the riches of His glory and the inheritance. That's how we become God's inheritance. And that, you know, the surpassing greatness of His power toward us. But if we don't have the revelation of Christ, we're not going to understand that. That's not going to mean anything to us. And so that is why I marked the revelation of the knowledge of Him. This revelation, in fact, Paul says, when you read, you can understand my insight to the revelation about Christ coming, so that that Jews and Gentiles are all the same. And so that's why I mark it. It's fine. It's of no consequence. You do it however you have to decide for yourself. But to me, that is why I marked it as Christ, because without the knowledge of Christ and what Christ did for us, we're not going to understand the rest of what He talks about in this verse. Okay. Is that all? Anybody else have one? Verse 19 is God. The surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of His, God's might, which He, God, brought about in Christ Jesus, when He, God, raised Him, Christ, from the dead and seated Him, Christ, at His, which is God's right hand. Okay? Okay. What happens is the more you read and the more you go over and over and over, some of it becomes clearer, some of it becomes muddier. But I do believe the more you read, the clearer it's going to become and the more you understand. And you have to it's something you do through habit. This is why I'm hoping that this class will encourage you on your own to take a book. Here, last year I decided to take the book of Leviticus. I have always thought that I've hated the book of Leviticus. When I was doing my daily reading and reading through the whole Bible, I hated to read Leviticus. But I thought, okay, I hate to read Leviticus, so I got to learn what means more, and maybe it'll mean more to me. And I did. I did some reading and marking, and it was amazing to me. Now I have a better appreciation of Leviticus and the Levitical tribe and what they did and the sacrifices and what they were for and the purification, and it helped me understand better. So hopefully that y'all will find that helpful. I will say, I do need to say one thing. I did not make this very clear. I went back, and when I read this, I had just said the marking above. Well, I meant the marking in Christ that was connected with Christ. The marking, the ofs, ins, bys, twos, etc. that go with the Christ marking in the previous week. So I'm sure that probably messed everybody up, and I apologize. But anyway, we'll go through and see how we do. If y'all ever have any questions about my questions, please call, because I read them and they make perfect sense to me when I write them and I read over them. And then last night I was reading this and I said, "Ooh boy, this sounds stupid." So anyway,
you said they would be about 50.
Well, I said at least 50 in phrases. There's not that many blessings, but there's that many phrases in connection that say in Christ or in Him.
And I thought
102 blessings? Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't go back and count all the ends. I did count the blessings. I did not count all the ends. So we're not going to go through and look at every one of the ends and ofs. What I want to focus on this morning at the end, if we have more time, we'll go back and look at those. But I want us to focus on the blessings, because that is what where I think the first three chapters of this book come to life for us and have great meaning for us. Because, Justin, would you read chapter 1, verse 3, please?
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Okay. This, I did not mark this as a blessing, but I underlined it because it is a foundation for everything else we're going to be looking at. And I just thought we would kind of go through here and see how we did on the choosing of the markings of what was in Christ. The blessings.
What exactly are you saying you did not mark?
Huh?
What exactly are you saying you
did not mark? I did mark blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. Blessed us with every spiritual blessing. I did not number it. When I went through and counted them, I did not count it as one of the 23. I found 23 specific blessings. And some of the blessings appeared more than once, but I did not. What I tried to do was just count the specific blessings as they were listed. So, no, I didn't. I didn't tell you to count them. I'm sorry. I just did. That was just something that I did for myself and to show that how prolific they are. Some of them, like I say, are listed two or three times. The same blessing is talked about two or three times. You don't have a book. You don't have a sheet, do you? I'm sorry, Candace.
Okay. Well, listen, why would you not count that as one of the blessings?
To me, it is a statement of what the whole thing is. I mean, it could be, when you think about it, that all of them are in Christ, that they're all in one place. I just did not count it as a specific blessing. To me, it was kind of like the heading. I'm going to tell you, this is what it is, and we're going to be three.
Yes. They're all included in that statement.
Yeah, to me, that's right. That was all inclusive, and then he goes on to list what those were, what those are. What is the first, okay, if you counted that, if you did number that blessed and every spiritual blessing, what would be the next thing that you marked that was a blessing? Okay, I have one before that. Does anybody have one before that?
Chose us.
He chose us. You know, we were Gentiles. We are Gentiles, and we would have no hope. But he chose us. And to me, that's a great blessing to be chosen. You know, if you're out there and they're choosing a football team or a baseball team, you want to be chosen first, or, you know, at least you want to be chosen. You know, there's going to be so many left. But God chose the Gentiles as everybody. And so he did choose us. And so to me, that's a great blessing. Okay, and then the second one that I marked was holy and blameless. what a blessing to be set apart and to be blameless, that we can be before Him. Okay, what's the next one somebody marked?
Adoption.
Okay, adoption as sons. Or predestined us to adoptions of sons, however you want to mark that. But, you know, when you see these children who have no home, no mother, no father, and they're adopted, this is a greater adoption than anybody, than any earthly adoption could ever be. Okay, and we want to notice as we go through here, and chose us, verse 4, in Him, that we should be holy and blameless. And the end, chose us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. But He chose us in Christ. All of this is in connection with Christ. The adoption was through Jesus Christ. It was because of Jesus that we are allowed to be adopted. The next one? Okay, go ahead.
I put verse 6 that He freely bestowed upon us His grace.
Okay, that was may have been a little confusing because we have another marking that is going to mark the things that are God's attitude. And that is God's attitude.
Bringing us back to God. Grace can be attitude or it can be the result of attitude.
But this is God's grace. This is His grace. That
right.
He so it's His attitude toward us. You can mark it in this marking if you want, but I marked it in the marking on grace and the freely bestowed, the abundance. There's another marking later that deals with that, and that
you know,
is those places.
I did that, but, you know, in Romans, we just got this study in Romans, okay? The grace and the peace is not just attitude, it is the actual bringing back of bringing back to God. It's bringing back to peace. It's not something that we feel in here. It's not an attitude of God. It's the grace that He showed towards, you know. So it's, I think to me, a blessing is that He freely bestowed His grace on me. You know, He didn't have to, but He gave me. I was a participant of that grace.
Okay, that's fine. I just marked it.
Was that from God?
That's how He did it, was through Christ.
In the Beloved.
He bestowed the grace to me freely through Christ.
Okay, that's fine. Then you can mark that
if you want to. That's
fine. I just mark it as God's attitude. Grace to me is God's attitude in this verse. It's His attitude. And the freely bestowing is the abundance in His. And so I mark that in the other marking. If you want to mark it in both, that's perfectly fine. Just, yeah, like I told you again, this is not something we could sit here and talk about it till the cows come home next week, but we're not going to, you know, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to learn to read and try to determine for yourself. And you don't have to agree. I don't always agree with Stephen. Some of my markings are different than his, and that's fine, you know. And sometimes he has said I was right and changed his, so hey, who knows? but sometimes I've read and said, no, he's right. But, and sometimes we just say we agree to disagree. So
the next one, it could be sure about redemption.
Yes, that's the next one I have marked, is redemption. And redemption is talked about again in verse 14. Verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood. It's also talked about again in verse 14 that we're sealed in Him through the Holy Spirit who's given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession. So in verse 17, in Christ we're redeemed to be God's own possession. So to me that just adds a little more, that's another layer. It's redemption, but it tells us what we're redeemed to be. We're redeemed to be God's own possession. And that's one of those cases.
I'm sorry, did you say verse 17?
7. Okay. 7, and it's also again in redemption, is talked about in verse 14. That through Christ He redeemed us as His own possession. Okay, what's the next one? Okay, same thing. In the same verse, verse 7, the forgiveness of our trespasses. And that is through His blood, or through Christ's blood. That's how we obtain the forgiveness of our trespasses. Okay, what is the next one?
Do we mark grace there, which he loves upon us?
Ma'am?
Do you mark that grace?
I did not, because we have another marking that's going to be the grace marking to show God's attitude toward us.
I have verse 11, inheritance.
Okay, I have one before that. He made known to us the mystery. What good would all of this...
That's not...
No, he made known the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. So the mystery... But the in him at the end of the verse.
He's given it to you. It's not his attitude.
Yeah, God made the mystery known that he purposed in Christ. This mystery is in connection with Christ. Christ was the fulfillment of this mystery and brought this mystery to brought the revelation of this mystery. Yes, ma'am?
You know, I see that you have his capitalized, H capitalized, and you have he. So he meaning God and his meaning the Son. So,
where are you? In which verse?
Well, in all the verses you got the his.
Well, sometimes his is God, sometimes he is. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say that it, every time it's, see, just like in verse 4, him is God. He chose us, God chose us, I'm going to put he, God, chose us in him, Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him, God, in love. Mm-hmm. And so you can't, just because the he's and him's, the capitalization is what the translators did. But it just shows that they're talking about a spiritual being, not mankind.
Yeah, I understand. It just, you know, it's like, well, if it was me, I would have capitalized the he, and then his meaning the Son, you know, although, you know, Christ is important, you know, but, you know, to distinguish the both, you know, that's how, but... Like in the King James now, the his is not capitalized. And I'm not making a big deal about the capitalization. It's just, you know, like when we say he made known to us. So I know that that's God made known to us, his Son, you know, about the mystery of his...
But we can't depend on the translators that you go through there and read, and they may miss a capitalization, or they may... Sometimes they capitalize spirit... to mean Holy Spirit, when I don't think that it's talking about the Holy Spirit. I think it's talking about our spirit. Not in the book of Ephesians, but places in the Bible. So really, the capitalization, you need to be very careful of and determine who they're talking about. That's why we need to read and try to understand what's being said. That's why I wanted y'all to try to understand who is the he, who is the him. Sometimes he and him, or his and him, is all in the same verse, and we've got to try to figure out. We're not going to truly... understand and appreciate what we have if we don't understand what it's talking about. But Paul says when we read, we can understand. If I'm not mistaken, when the Bible, when it was first written, everything was in capital letters. Or either capital or small. Lauren, do you remember which it was? So, anyway, so the translators and the people who have written the translations in our language are the ones who has done this. So I would not depend on that at all.
Yeah.
So, okay. After made known to us the mystery of his will, we have obtained an inheritance. And in the New King James, there is an in whom also we have obtained. And in the King James, it says, in him we have attained. So there's another, if you have the King James or New King James, there's another in whom or in him to be marked. And I believe both of those are in Christ, if you have that version and are using it. But since we have the copy, I figured everybody would have that. But I did want to mention that in case you were looking at it through your Bible. Okay, what's the next one that we have? After have attained an inheritance. What's the next blessing? Sorry?
Your salvation.
Okay, but I have one before that. What verse?
11.
And hope and love.
Predestined. Well, I kind of put all of that together. I didn't mark that. You can. But we're predestined to what? According to his purpose, to have obtained the inheritance. That's what we've been. I mean, that's fine if you want to mark that. I didn't. If you do, that kind of goes back up to verse 5, predestined us to adoption as sons. I just kind of, having attained, also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose. So to me, that refers back to the other. So you can either mark it all together or make it a separate one, whichever. Okay, there's one more that I have before we get to verse 13. Okay. And also we see hope again in verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what the hope of his calling. And that I believe the hope there refers back to Christ, and I would have to work. It may be the one down in verse 20. Some of these sentences are so long in the construction of them. But all of these blessings, as we can see with so many markings of in and of and to, everything relates back to Christ as far as these blessings that we have. Okay. And then, go ahead.
What about sealed?
Okay, well, we've got one more before we get to that one. We have salvation in 13, right at the bottom of the page. In him, also after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And salvation is mentioned twice more. In chapter 2, verse 5, salvation is mentioned. Have been saved. It doesn't say salvation, but to me that's the same thing. And also again in verse 8, for by grace you have been saved. So, salvation. Ma'am?
Excuse me, I think it's the gospel to salvation.
Well, the gospel of your salvation. In him, after listening to the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. So our salvation is in him and in the gospel of him. Lauren?
So when you counted the 23, it's the salvation thing. Did you count that all three times? Or did you count that?
I just counted that one. I counted that as one blessing. I made a list here, if anybody is interested, just from my notes, in what verses they're in. And the 23 that I have listed are all separate individual ones. And then I just put the other verses where they were found. That was the way I did it. And I'm sure if you went through and counted them, you'd find more or less or whatever. Okay, the next one Toy mentioned is, and also in verse 13, we were sealed in him. Isn't it a great blessing that God stamps his seal on you? This one's mine. I belong to Christ. If somebody wants to know, you know, Steve has a seal that he puts in books that he loans out sometimes. It's just an impression made on the paper. You can't really tell it, but he can, you know, if they get to looking, they're going to see, oh, this is rough, and see that it has his seal on it, and it belongs to him. And so to me, it's such a great blessing for us to know that we have God's seal on us. Okay, and then the next one we've already talked about, verse 14, we've talked about inheritance. That was back in 1:11, and redemption also was in 1:7. So I marked those, but I did not number them. And we see that that this is in him, verse 13, and also verse 15. He talks about, for this reason, having heard of their faith, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among them. So this is all of these blessings are because of their faith in the Lord Jesus. Okay, what's... Okay.
You say you don't mark them if they're repetitious?
I did mark them. I did not number them.
And what in 15 was...
I just said it's in connection with the Lord. It's in connection with their faith in the Lord. This is why Paul is talking to them, and he's heard of their faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And so all these blessings he's talking to them about are because of the faith they have in the Lord Jesus. Okay, the next one that I have marked is 18, which is hope, or one of them I haven't looked, and 18 is hope, in that We had that in 112, so I did not number that one. Okay, what's the next one?
What about verse 17? Do you mark those?
17. I didn't, but maybe you should have. That is definitely a blessing, that he would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Okay.
If we take that as what we were talking about a while ago, then that was the gospel. You know, back there you're talking about the message of the gospel of your salvation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why would we mark that verse 18 now?
It's a blessing. I just marked it. I did not number it.
Because that's reference to God, right?
No, I think it's the hope of his calling, the hope of the calling that he has for us. Let's see. But the hope of his calling is, what is the hope of his calling? The hope that we, of our salvation, our hope, is the way I took it. And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And I mark that it's God's, but what a great blessing that we are God's inheritance. Have you thought about that?
No, I understand that, but then at the beginning you said you wanted us to just mark just the Christ blessings.
Okay, that may not be a good one. I'll just say the hope there. I marked it. I'll have to go back and read the whole context to see. I'll put a question mark. But
that was. Only when you keep reading, it's verse 20, which is all around the Christ.
Okay. Yeah.
It all comes from God,
Christ. Yeah.
So to try to divide it out between a blessing in God and a blessing in Christ, I don't think that's sense.
I think what all of these are, these are things that God, and these are some of the things that, like this one, it says God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. So I'm assuming that this is referring to the Father. But some of these in here, I think it's God, and a lot of people like to take Ephesians and say that the work of God, the Father, in this was the plan. And Jesus was the fulfillment, and the Holy Spirit was the one who revealed it. But I don't know that I don't know exactly if that's right or not. I don't see that exactly, because I think sometimes when we see God, that it's all inclusive of God. Does that make sense? God as the three persons in the Godhead, that they, I don't think God the Father. I see nowhere in the Scriptures that it's God the Father is the boss, and the others do what he says.
I guess where I'm because I can pick out the blessings, and I'm learning through this study to pick out to figure out which his is God and which his is Christ. I think I hope.
I'm sure you are. If you're reading it, you are.
Right. But as far as trying to differentiate the blessings in God and then the blessings in Christ,
but the blessings
are so great. Does it matter who they're coming from?
It matters who they're coming through and who they are in. Because without Christ, we would have no blessings.
Right.
And that's the whole point of all of this, is to try to get us to see that Christ should be very important, because he is very important in this letter that Paul wrote. Everything, every blessing is in him, through him, by him. Are where the things we have are to him, are to Christ. We're going to see some to Christ markings in the last part of the book. But that's why it's important that we realize that these are in Christ or through Christ or by Christ. Yes, they are from God. God is. It's not like we're disconnecting. They're in Christ, so God didn't have anything to do with it. That's not the point. The point that I think Paul wants us to see in the way he wrote this book. And he says, when I read, I can understand. I think what he's wanting me to understand is that it's important that I understand that all of this comes in Christ, through Christ, by Christ. It's in connection with Christ and in connection with the plan and the purpose that God had from the beginning. We know that this plan was put into place by Genesis 2, or Genesis 3, I mean, at the fall of man. He already had a plan put in place when man sinned to save man. But it was in Christ, and it's always all of the prophecies that point to Christ and of Christ and about Christ. And so it's important to us to see that all of our blessings are in Christ. If we're and I meant to make this point in the beginning, it's not because we're in the Church of Christ. It's not because we're inside of something. We're in connection with Christ. We're connected to Him, and that's where our blessings come, is by our connection in Him. And some of these, you know, like I say, I'm not trying to be arbitrary. If you feel like the hope is referring to God, then don't mark that one. We're not here to so everybody. This is not going to be a test at the end to see that everybody marks it the same way. We won't live long enough for that to happen. Oh, I understand. I appreciate you're trying to understand. And that's, you know, we would like to think that learning about God and knowing His will is just easy. Everybody says, oh, being a Christian and knowing the Bible is so easy. Well, sometimes it's not. And sometimes it's important that we sit down. And that's why it's important that we don't feel like every single one of us has to see every one of these words the same way. It's if we get the main point here, that these blessings are in connection with Christ. I think you see that in Him, in the Lord Jesus Christ, over and over, or of Him. All of these things we have because we're in connection with Christ. Okay, the next one I had was the inheritance, His inheritance in the saints. And to me, that was a great blessing to think that I am God's inheritance. And I don't think that this is one of the markings that I hadn't had marked before as I went through and read this, and to think that we are His inheritance. And to me, that is a blessing. Everybody may not, but that is, I'm His inheritance because I'm in Christ. Because verse 19, He talks about the surpassing greatness and all that. Verse 20, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him up from the dead. So, okay, what's the next blessing we have? We're just through chapter 1, and it's almost time to stop.
It's in chapter 2, verse 4, that loved us in the end.
Okay.
I put that in the blessing.
Okay.
Because He gave us and loved us.
Okay, I did not mark that as a blessing. He's talking about God's love for us, and that is a blessing. And that may very well be a good one to mark, Justin. There again, it's one of those things that everybody, you have to look at them and everybody determine for themselves. And I will go back and read that again and check that. But that is not one I marked.
What verse was it?
At the end of verse 4, because of the great love with which He loved us. Chapter 2, verse 4.
So there was nothing in between that point and chapter 2?
The next one I had from 118, the next one I had was in verse 5 of chapter 2. Yes, I'm thinking that is probably where I marked that. I'll have to go back and look, because that is God's attitude. That is showing God's attitude toward us, and that was we did that in a separate marking to show God's attitude.
Is that next one in 2 verse 5, made us alive together?
That's right. That's the next one I marked. But before we get there, is there anybody has marked in between? If you have, please speak up. Don't.
Actually, I marked
one. Okay.
I marked all of 14 through 23.
But Linda, you can't mark. What we're doing, you can't mark the whole thing. No, we're trying to pick words and phrases.
I didn't mark all that. Let me finish. I put it as a section in there. And I put far towards us.
Where? I'm sorry. But that's God's power. That's not our power. That is His power toward us who believe. Okay, that's fine if that connects in your mind. That just does not connect in my mind as one of the blessings. This is just showing what the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe, and what He did, He brought about in Christ. To me, that's, I mean, you can mark that as a blessing. That's perfectly fine. To me, that does not fit in with the category that I think in my mind that of things that I would classify in this in Christ phrase, things that the things that fit with in Christ. So that's perfectly fine. But, you know, if you want to mark a section and label it as something, that's fine. But what we're trying to do here, or what I'm trying to do, is get us to see that you can mark sealed, redemption, salvation, inheritance in the saints, you, hope. You can mark short little pieces, just one or two words, and that helps you realize. And, you know, you're having a day when you're discouraged, and you need something that's going to build you up. And you can turn and you can read Ephesians and look at all the blessings you have and think, what do I have to complain about? You know, you may not have all day to sit down and study, but you can sit and read the first three chapters of Ephesians and realize you don't, you've got a lot of blessings. You may not have monetary blessings. Or you may have a loved one who's ill, and you may have a lot of troubles. But we can, this is a touchstone we can come back to and always know. No matter what I'm suffering, these are the blessings I have. How can I not be uplifted when I think I'm God's inheritance? When we think of something that you get as an inheritance, usually it's something that's of value to you. Money or something that is important in your family. Yes, Justin?
Specifically, all to Christ Jesus and growth. And Jesus is really a blessing to us because of what he did to us. I mean, I didn't even do it, but if you want to, you can highlight all the Jesuses with the whatever color you was blessing to, because specifically he was a blessing to us.
That's right. He was. He was a great blessing. But the blessings that we're looking at are the blessings we have that are in connection, because I'm in Christ. Is the things we're looking at. Did anyone else have anything else they wanted to share before we get to chapter 2?
So in verse 4,
I think I'll have to go back, Robbie, and look, but I think I marked that in God's attitude. We're going to have a marking on God's attitude toward us and show the love he has for us and the grace he showed for us. That's why I was telling Linda a while ago, the grace she marked, I marked that in a separate marking. Okay, Linda, what else
did you want? So there in 18 and 19, then, the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the character of all those who believe, they're just...
I marked the inheritance of the saints, but everything else I did not mark as a specific blessing because... you know, if you start marking every little thing, you can take almost every, you know, there's so many things we can mark. And I try to mark judiciously. And I try to mark specific things that I could relate back to being in Christ. Okay, I tell you what, it is 10 minutes till. We're not doing very good here. I'm not moving along very fast. But that's okay. I want you to ask your questions. I want you to know I don't have all the answers. We will pick up in chapter 2 and try to finish 2 and 3. Now maybe that we're kind of all on the same page. And then we will look at some of the of's and to show that in and all that. But to see, what I'm wanting you to see, and if you haven't done this, look and be sure and see which chapters do the blessings fall in. Because this book falls into two major divisions that shows itself very plainly if you do these markings, that shows us without a doubt that there are two divisions in this book. Okay, does anybody have any questions before we dismiss?
Should we go ahead and do the week 4 markings or just
well, you, I don't know. I have no clue. So I would do at least part of the 4 markings. I'm going to run out of time here if I'm not careful. But that's okay. We'll do what we can do and go from there.
Where do we get to chapter 2?
We'll just start with chapter 2. We'll start at the beginning of chapter 2.